represented exactly where it was.
Mr. Lemus?
Yeah.
You said that the first camp is open 12 foot.
In front of you, here is the track coming in. The track is at the bottom of the picture. You have it? Mm-hmm. You're sitting on the modern representation of this railroad track. Cattle cars would come in 60 at a time and more from Warsaw. Many of the Jews were dead by the time they got here. This was all done deliberately to dehumanize the Jews, and the whole point was to destroy them. So they were put on cattle cars, packed many more that could possibly ever fit into a cattle car, no water, no food, almost no air in some cases. And then the cars would come here, and by the way, they would put the cars on sidelings. They wouldn't come straight from Warsaw here. It would take a long ride. It could be 65 miles, but they didn't bring them directly here. All that was done to torture the people as they were coming here. Eventually, the cars came here. As soon as they got here, the doors would be open, and right into the pool of people would come out. It says in the picture here, if you see between two buildings where it says the assembly and undressing area. I'm just pointing my finger where it is, so as they got out of those cars, Nazis were standing all over the place, and then we have all the eyewitness accounts, all of them sent with dogs, yelling Schnell, whips, and so on, getting the Jews to move out quickly and to move into this assembly yard where they were told to undress. They were going to go take baths, and they were going to be deloused and so on, and they were told this was all in preparation for their resettling. The first groups didn't actually believe this. They had no way of knowing otherwise, but as time passed, and more than 6,000 people came here a day, and there wasn't enough time for the Nazis to clear the dead bodies. There were just dead bodies all over the place. As soon as you got out of the cattle cars, you saw it, you already knew what was going to happen, what your fate was. In any event, they would pass through these two buildings. From the two buildings, you can see a passage which says 7. You see that? Number 7?
There's a long, narrow thing.
Yeah.
All right, that was the pathway. They were going to showers. The showers, of course, were gas chambers. The gas chamber is number 8. Number 8 is the gas chamber. 7 was the pathway, and this pathway was lined with pine trees. No one could see outside or inside. All the Jews, men, women, and children, would be marched through this pathway, beautiful pathway, thinking they were going to the baths. And of course, they were going into 8, which was massive gas chambers. Number 8 is on your key to the right on the bottom of the page. You'll see 10 new gas chambers, 3 old small gas chambers, 13 gas chambers in number 8. The Jews were gassed, put to death, and immediately, as soon as they were put to death, then removed by squads of Jews.
Hello?
Forced prisoners. In most of the accounts, it says from the time people got here till they were buried, 2 hours.
How long did it take to die?
It varied. 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
But
2 hours, it took 2 hours from the time they got off the cattle car until they were killed. Until buried.
Were those Sonder Commandos?
Who?
The Jews that worked for them.
I don't think these Jews were forced from the slam, forced labor camp for Blinka too.
Okay.
Anyway, from 8, the serious problem they had here, they didn't have crematoria here, no crematoria in Treblinka, and this was a problem the Nazis always had. How do you destroy the evidence? Also, how do you destroy Jews? In the initial stages, by the way, used to be shoot Jews, and they've learned very quickly that there's no way they could destroy the Jewish people quickly enough by shooting them. This is what was done at Babi Yar, this will be in Panari, in Vilna. That's how the Jews were destroyed. They were shot to death right outside pits, and then after they were shot to death, pushed down into pits, or they were told to lie down in pits and shot in the neck. In any event, that didn't work, so they had this method, the gas chambers, and then they were taken to number 10, which we'll see a memorial of number 10. Number 10, rails on which victims' bodies were cremated. They had funeral pyres. They brought the bodies on metal rails, poured oil over the rails, and burned all the bodies. That's the method that was used here. Burned them on an open rail. They developed a method to do this in a very scientific way, the way that they could burn the most bodies in the fastest manner. And then once that was done, they were buried in the pits. You can see 9.